Hello, everyone, and welcome to OEM TV. My name is Kevin Remde, and I'm a senior technical evangelist for Microsoft, and I'm your host for today's OEM TV installment. There's a lot of PC and tablet makers out there, but they're not all of them are making hardened hardware or specialized hardware for use in wet, dirty, hazardous, or even explosive places. And only a few actually specialize in these kinds of devices. So today we're fortunate to be speaking with Kevin Smith of Ajix Technologies. Ajix makes rugged, secure, safe devices for working in some pretty interesting environments. And we also have with us Neve Stanfell, a senior business development manager at Microsoft. Of course, Microsoft is a 41-year-old software startup based in Redmond, Washington. Welcome, Kevin and Neve. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. So before we get started, why don't we have each of you tell us just a little bit about yourself and your respective companies and your roles. Kevin, we'll start with you.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, I'm Kevin Smith. I'm a sales and business development director for Ajix Technologies. I'm responsible for the sales organization, strategic partners, and technology and software program. Ajix is based in Atlanta. We work with Microsoft and other partners to bring intrinsically safe solutions to the oil and gas, chemical, and mining industry.
Okay, and Neves.
Hello, everyone. I'm an industry solution manager with our manufacturing and resources sector within Microsoft, but I'm primarily focused on oil, gas, and mining industries. So in this role, I work on the overall strategy for Microsoft to meet the business needs of these industries. So I work closely with our customers, work closely with our partners, and our engineering teams to make sure that we've made the technologies that meet the requirements and capabilities, but then our partners build applications that are specifically suited for these industries.
All right, very good. Well, thank you both again for being with us today. I really appreciate it. Now, my first question is to both of you, because I learned a term recently in getting ready for this that I hadn't heard before, HazLOC or HazLOC, H-A-Z-L-O-C. What is that?
Well, let me start. HazLOC is short for hazardous locations, and essentially what it means is that you've got an environment that is explosive. So with the right combination of oxygen, fuel, and some sort of hot spot or combustion source like a spark, you could have an explosion, which of course is not anything anybody would want to cause. So the fuel, though, can either be the hydrocarbon things that we're familiar with, so fuel that you put in your automobile. It could be solvents, vapors, varnishes that you could have in your garage, or it can also be powders and dust, which people don't often think about, is that those can also create an explosive situation with fine dust, whether it's aluminum and sulfur. Again, these are industrial, but it could also be things like consumer based products like cereal, milk, sugar, grain. So those can all create a combustion in the right type of situation.
Yeah, it's interesting. We don't often think about those, but you do hear, particularly in the Midwest, of grain elevators exploding because of the dust and that sort of thing. So, wow, very interesting. Kevin, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, in fact, it's interesting. The industry refers to it as zone one versus a zone two or zone zero. So when you hear zone one, that's a hazardous location. But as Neva said, you know, it's very risky. This risk makes it a requirement around electronic devices. And, you know, these devices have to be tested and certified to be intrinsically safe. And that simply means that nothing about the device can heat up or spark to cause ignition.
All right. Yeah, it's great to know that there's companies that are addressing that issue, because it's really something I hadn't honestly even considered in all the years I've been doing this. That sounds like some of the companies that you work with, right, Neves?
Definitely. So the obvious ones are oil and gas customers as well as mining. And this can be the oil and gas companies that are in upstream. So that's exploration and production. They could be in what's called downstream, so that's your refineries, your chemical plants, petrochemical plants, or it can be in the distribution and transportation like pipelines or even fleets like trucking and barges and rail cars. All of that, if you're working around those and there could be vapors, you have to be careful that you're using devices that will not create a spark. So those are my main industries that I work with, but also there we've got teams that work with food production, for instance, and more the consumer goods. So if you're working in a cereal factory with grains and sugars, so those are also the kinds of customers that would benefit from this kind of application.
Very interesting. And Kevin, Ajax has addressed some of these special needs for these industries. Let's hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. I mean, up until now, these industries that Nevis referred to, industries like oil and gas, pharmaceutical, chemical, really a dozen others, they've largely had to rely on large fixed-mounted HMI or devices, computer screens within explosive-proof cases. They've had to use clipboards with pen and paper or pencil and paper, carbon paper. They're using this is the way they go about their managing their operations, looking after the maintenance, and doing activities in these industrial environments. So a certified, intrinsically safe Windows 10 tablet now enables the workers in their hazardous location to connect to SharePoint. They can communicate via Skype or email. Many times they just need to connect to the company's ERP system.
Yeah, certainly. And well, having that certainly the benefit of mobility and not having to deal with a clunky screen and the special needs or simply pen and paper, definitely great benefits. So then back to you, Neves, what is the business impact of these Ajax devices on these organizations, the ones that have these significant operations in hazardous environments?
So just to expand a bit on what Kevin was saying, this is really a productivity enhancement for all of these organizations. So field workers, which includes anybody, operators, maintenance staff, engineers, supervisors, anybody who has to be out in the field to do any of their tasks, now they have all the relevant information with them when they're out there doing the activities that meet the business needs. So they can have access to detailed mechanical drawings, they can have detailed operating procedures, data sheets, historian data, real-time operating data, production targets, laboratory results, dashboards, calendars, schedules. There's a whole slew of information that we use in our business day-to-day that we don't think about that was previously not available to these field workers who are out in these environments. So now they have anything and everything with them, and it increases their productivity. But beyond their productivity, what that means is that they're increasing the efficiency, the safety, and reliability of the actual physical operations out there because they can make those better and faster decisions.
So are there some specific applications that field workers might use?
Yeah, there's an endless number of them, but let me just talk about a couple of them. So 2D and 3D computer-aided design and drafting drawings. So these are the detailed drawings that a maintenance worker or technician would take out to make sure they know all the bits and pieces around a pump or a valve. Electronic work instructions, maintenance work orders, hot work permits that make sure that the operators, technicians, and vendors are following all the right procedures before they do something, you know, that could be hazardous to their own safety. Invoice approvals and procurement requests. So we've worked with a lot of customers that they are working with vendors and contractors on a day-to-day basis who come and do things for them out in the oil field, for instance. And they need to quickly be able to approve invoices, issue new procurement requests. So there's just a plethora of applications out there that would benefit the field workers. Real-time operating data, historical trends, dashboards, back office business apps like ERP, where they have to go into an ERP system and do something related to schedules or other issues, vendors. So there is no end of applications that these companies can take advantage of. And even more so, it's providing that automated workflow and notifications in real time. So if you do have some critical steps and approvals, now you don't have to be coming back to your truck or back into the control room to do it. You can just do it all out there while you're with the equipment.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you bring up, too, about that transition to the hazardous location versus the non-hazardous. And in the past, they would have had to make that transition in order to communicate what they jotted down with their grease pencil on very safe paper to be able to now bring it out somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So, Kevin, Are there other areas that your company is addressing, and maybe some that perhaps others are not? Any other ruggedized options that we haven't yet touched on?
Yeah, when we set out to design and build this tablet and our larger IoT platform for hazardous locations, we needed to take into account that there's lots of international and different national certifications necessary for companies to legally operate in hazardous locations and really meet the risk management requirements that they have. And of course, there's different levels and tiers of safety depending on which country or which continent you're in. So we set out to understand that, and we ended up really designing and building the only Windows 10 tablet that's globally certified under all the different global standards and under country-specific standards as well for nearly 60 different countries. So we set out also to really design the thinnest, the lightest weight, and a low-cost device. And, you know, that it needed to pass the dust test, it needed to pass water ingress tests, it needed to pass the drop and shock tests, and a range of other different, you know, various destructive activities that the field service requirements would have. So, you know, at the end, we created not only a safe device, but we created one of the most rugged devices you could build without gluing half of a tire around the edge, adding cost and adding weight to it. You know, once that's achieved, you know, we're hearing from a lot of customers like, well, okay, well, these rugged devices that we've been buying now are kind of obsolete because you have a rugged device and it's also intrinsically safe. So I don't need to worry about where the zone one or zone two is or where the hazard location begins and ends.
Fantastic. What are some of the other things that make your hardware unique?
Oh, well, I touched upon the previous question, but let me show you what I mean by thin and lightweight. I'm not sure how well you can see this, but here's the side view of the device. It's about 3/4 inch. You know, it looks and feels kind of like a regular Windows OEM device, except when you turn around the back, you've got the four global certifications.
You can hold up just a little bit higher, and we can probably get a good look at it. Awesome. There you go.
You know, people have a hard time believing that it's rugged and safe when they hold it, because as I mentioned, they're used to seeing big, thick, heavy, you know, rugged devices. And the reason that they're big and thick and heavy is because they're really just consumer devices that are built into an explosive-proof or rugged box. So, you know, that's what gives you all that weight and thickness. And so when we set out to look at this, we said, oh, well, in order to avoid that, we really need to look at the device itself and build an intrinsically safe device, not a box. And that's why we started, you know, looking at it from a board level, and we ended up with a purpose-built device that it doesn't look extraordinary, but, you know, it's the only Windows 10, you know, tablet in the world that's intrinsically safe.
Fantastic. I like those words keep coming up again, you know, intrinsically safe. I really like that. And I like to keep my kids safe and certainly my hardware safe. Can I buy one of these so I can protect these devices from my children?
Yeah. Well, you know, my daughter has one, but it's probably not cheap enough to afford to buy for all your kids. But seriously, you know, it's interesting. It's an industrial enterprise grade device. And this is, you know, these types of large customers that we've discussed, they're really our target market. And that's, you know, that's why we're working so closely with Microsoft, especially in the oil and gas area, petrochemical, refinery, mining, because there's so much demand and requirements around this. And, you know, this is finally the first time customers can marry Windows 10 with their, you know, intrinsically safe requirements.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm kind of, I find it interesting that the timing of our recording here and the release of this video is right alongside of the movie that's coming out next week, Deepwater Horizon. And thinking about an oil platform, of course, is one of those hazardous locations that a device like yours would be and probably is being used and used perfectly. Yeah. Now, do you make other accessories for your devices? Anything like docking stations or other things like that?
Yeah, we do have a docking station. If you can see it over my shoulder, it basically transforms the tablet into a desktop PC. You know, don't use it inside the hazardous location. It's for someone sitting in their office, and then they want to get up and go do something out in the field. They can then pop it out, and they can go out and use it just like their normal tablet. So also we have so far as accessories, we also have a carrying case that you can put the device into and walk around with it. It's easier to hold it with one hand. We are out in the field, et cetera. There's a shoulder strap as well. Then we have a lot of third-party accessories as well. There's gloves you can buy to use with it. There's mounts for cars or in vehicle or on the wall. So if you go to our website, there's a list of our accessories and the ones that are provided by third parties.
Okay, great. And we'll make sure that we mention the website address in a little bit here, as well as putting it on the page where you saw this video, so people have good access to that. Now, of course, at Microsoft, we're seeing a lot of our industrial clients and a lot of our customers getting a lot of value out of Windows 10, especially from the security and the networking capabilities that make it easier to deploy to secure devices, deploy devices out into the field. Are there any specific needs that you're seeing being met by Windows 10 in your unique set of customers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting. I think I recently read where around 95% of the Fortune 500 companies in the U.S. will or will have deployed Windows 10 in the next 12 months.
That's not enough.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, there's the next 12 months after that. Yeah. But our customers tend to fall in this large enterprise category. And and quite simply, you know, Android is not an operating system for the front edge of the energy sector or the refinery or out there in the industrial hazardous location. Especially from a security perspective, deployment of a single device that has global certification, that has a single and secure operating system, and that has a UI that is universal, that's the clear message we're getting from our large customers. From a logistic and software perspective, that's what they need.
Okay, very good. So this has been great. Before we wrap it up here, let's make sure that our viewers know where to go to find more information about your solutions and your hardened devices. The website is www.aegex.com. That's AEGEX.com. Is that correct?
That's right, Kevin.
All right, very good. So we'll make sure that people can go there to find out more information about your company and what you provide. Neves, do you have anything to share from the point of view of Microsoft's resources?
Yes, thanks, Kevin. So regarding the applications and the kind of solutions that would be perfect for these devices that improve the productivity for our enterprise customers in these industries, you can go to our process manufacturing and resources site, and that's on ms.com. And there you can get a lot more information on many of these solutions, both coming from Microsoft and from our partners.
All right, very good. So it's a longer URL, but we'll make sure that URL is also on the page where you saw this video. So thank you. Now, does Microsoft have any other industry-specific resources that you'd like to direct to other companies or entities with these special hardware or mobility needs?
Yeah, and I just want to add that the devices are rolling out to Microsoft Technology Centers and EBCs around the globe, where customers can go in and see the devices, play with them, and also meet with Microsoft system architects to learn how to easy to deploy and integrate into their current operations.
All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much, Kevin and Neves. This has been really fascinating and interesting. I know our viewers feel that as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. And you, Kevin. It's
all
been
right.
Great talking
Thanks,
to you.
Yeah. And we'll talk to you all again soon for another episode of OEM TV.